You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you think of going to a physical therapist, you probably think of ailing and aging knees, shoulders, and backs. But there is a growing field in PT, helping women with chronic, intimate problems, pelvic pain, bowel and bladder incontinence, painful intercourse. Here's Bruce Labreck. He's an RN and a women's health physical therapist in Bay City with Renew Physical Therapy.
I have patients now who've been in pain for 30 years, and I look at them, I do the examination, and I think, my God, I wish I'd have seen you 20 years ago, because these are fixable issues. They're just so entrenched, they're going to be difficult to remedy, but they're fixable.
And Bruce is with me now. So how does physical therapy address these problems?
We use a number of different things. I'm a very manual physical therapist, which means very hands-on, so where there's muscle spasm, we use manual hands-on techniques to normalize muscle tone, to take away restrictions and pain. But we can also use techniques such as electrical muscle stimulation, different types of modalities, biofeedback. I tend not to use those as much myself, but different therapists use different types of modalities. I'm very hands-on as far as normalizing tissues that have run amok, too tight or too weak, and retraining them. Patients always have an exercise program. For example, whether it's a pelvic pain issue or an incontinence issue or a lack of control issue, there's typically muscle abnormality. If the muscles are too tight, restricted, in spasm, we have to normalize that, but then we have to train them to work normally, which involves exercise and retraining.
And what kind of success rate do you feel you have?
Oh, gosh. With urinary incontinence patients, well over 90% resolution. And what's interesting is I might see an 80-year-old who is fine in three visits, who feels they're 80% resolved and they know what to do to get the rest of their control, and I'll let them go at that point. But I'll sometimes see someone in their late 20s, early 30s, where I might need to see them a dozen times. But we want to get them to a point where they feel they have functional independence so that they're not going to end up back here for therapy. So functional independence is always the goal. Bowel incontinence, very high level of resolution. Pelvic pain, again, it's extremely rare that we don't resolve these issues. But I do see patients where, despite our best efforts, we can't completely resolve their issues. And there are some difficult issues. One I would think of is called pudendal neuralgia, which involves nerve injury to the pelvic area, where we can oftentimes diminish the discomfort, help manage the pain, but oftentimes, at least 50% of the time, patients are left to manage their remaining pain. It's a very difficult problem to resolve.
And I know you wanted to make sure to get a point across to people listening that a big misconception for women, that painful intercourse is something you just have to live with. That's not true.
Gosh, it really isn't. I've heard women being told that this is normal. I've heard women actually being told that you're supposed to have pain with intercourse. And I find those comments disturbing because they're absolutely untrue. And painful intercourse is poorly understood in general across medicine, but it's virtually always fixable if you know what you're looking for and know how to address it. And a skilled pelvic physical therapist generally does know what to do.
Bruce, what are your thoughts about the way the medical field in general approaches women's health problems?
I think there's a lot of education that needs to occur. I've had discussions with gynecologists who tell me they really don't see women in their practices with urinary incontinence or pelvic pain. So that suggests to me that some physicians perhaps are uncomfortable broaching the topics, so they tend not to discuss them. So I like working collaboratively with physicians and really encourage them. Ask your patients about urinary continence. Ask them about bowel function. Ask them about pain with intimacy. And sometimes just by giving the patient permission to talk about these issues, you may open a floodgate, and that can then start the healing process.
And the flip side of that coin, Bruce, is how does the insurance industry view the kind of physical therapy that you're doing with women?
With any physical therapy, we have to be very cognizant of how we deal with the coding. We always have to attach certain codes to the billing process. And understanding how to do that typically resolves any issue, and we typically do find these things being covered so long as we make sure that working with the physicians, we get the proper diagnoses on paper.
So you're saying if it's done right, it can get covered?
Yes, that is generally the case. But if you don't code it correctly, you're going to have a problem. Hmm. But that's just something we have to learn, whether it's a shoulder or a back or any problem. If we don't get the diagnosis correct for a payable diagnosis, we're going to have a problem. So we just have to take care of that, whatever we're treating.
Bruce, are there many physical therapists in Michigan who do what you do, treating women's health problems?
You know, we're seeing more and more all the time. I know a couple of years ago it was stated that this was the fastest growing area of physical therapy, and we are seeing a greater number. But having said that, we're still relatively sparse. There are only a couple of treaters in the Tri-City area. Our office is actually in the Bridgeport-Frankenmuth area, this particular office. And there are a couple of good treaters in the Saginaw area, the Flint area. Ann Arbor certainly has some wonderful treaters. Royal Oak, the west side of the state, Grand Rapids area has some really skilled treaters.
So how would a woman who's hearing this conversation and thinking, you know what, this could be for me, how would she go about finding someone like you?
If you go onto the American Physical Therapy or the Michigan Physical Therapy Association website, you can find a physical therapy directory, and you can look up pelvic physical therapists, women's health treaters. But speaking with other physical therapists, very often I have other physical therapists in other areas who will give them a lead as to how to find a good treater.
And bottom line, what is your message, Bruce, to women who are living with chronic pelvic pain or incontinence or pain with intimacy?
What I would say is most of these problems are fixable. And one of the things I think that's critical to understand, these are very personal issues, and sometimes these women are in tremendous discomfort. I emphasize to my patients that I don't believe in causing pain, and I emphasize to them they have to feel safe and comfortable with the examinations, and I try to help them understand that they need to feel like they're in charge of their situation as we deal with these difficult personal issues. We reiterate those topics on pretty much every visit. You can see where this could be difficult therapy. I love giving our patients a safe place to go where they can get the help they need. Again, most of these problems are extremely fixable.
Bruce LeBrec is a RN and physical therapist, a women's health physical therapist in Bay City. Bruce, it was great talking with you. Thank you so very much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy.